By most accounts, the presidential election campaign in France has been nothing if not extraordinary. You could say it's on par with the U.S. election. Never have the French seen so many scandals in the course of a campaign. It's stunner after stunner. The world's Adeline Sear joins us now from Paris. Adeline, what's the latest?
The latest was, as you said, another stunner this morning when the conservative candidate François Fillon, who's embroiled in financial scandals, did not show up at a mandatory stop in the presidential election at the Salon de l'Agriculture, which is a farmer's fair. Basically, you have to go and shake hands and say, oh, how beautiful this cow is, and, you know, how's it doing with the cheese? And, you know, this is actually mandatory for anyone who's running for an election. And he canceled at the last minute. This had everyone speculate that he was going to announce that he was dropping out of the race because he's been embroiled, as I said, in this scandal over his wife's supposedly fictitious job. And so what he actually said during this press conference is that he was going to remain in the race no matter what.
Now, remind us what the political scandal involves. I understand it's called Penelope Gate. Who's Penelope and what's the scandal?
So Penelope is François Fillon's wife. Well, this started in January when the investigative and satirical weekly Le Canard Enchaîné revealed that Fillon had hired his wife for a number of years as a parliamentary assistant. The only problem is like no one could find any trace of her doing any work at all. And in the course of the past 2 months, we found out also that he had hired his children as well. He said because they were lawyers, but in fact, they were not lawyers at the time. Anyways, in total, Fillon's wife and children would have pocketed 900,000 euros from the French government for jobs that no one can say whether they were there or not.
Wow. You know, from a distance, it seems like, you know, Fillon should just drop out, but that's not happening. Where are we now?
Yeah, every day or at least every week, there's a new element which brings everyone to say, oh, he's going to drop out. He has to drop out because basically he was the front runner to face Marine Le Pen. Everybody thinks that the National Front, far right Marine Le Pen, she's a main contender in the election. And everybody believes that she will be in the second round of the elections. You know, this is a runoff election. And so Fillon was touted as the only candidate who could face Marine Le Pen in this election, the only viable candidate. And he was presented himself as Mr. Rigor. You know, he was just like Donald Trump was going to drain the swamp. He was going to make sure that no one was embezzling money. And look what's happening with him. He just cannot explain what his wife has been doing for a number of years as a parliamentary assistant.
And it sounds like the judges who are looking at this case are not supporting him. They're sort of pushing further into this investigation.
Yes. So the investigation is growing. And what we learned this morning is that he himself was going to be placed under a formal investigation. And that doesn't look good at all for a presidential candidate. In fact, it's never happened before. And that has a lot of people really angry and irritated because for many, this conservative candidate, again, was the only viable candidate to face Marine Le Pen in a possible second round of the elections. And now he's just sinking in the polls.
Now, you mentioned a few minutes ago Marine Le Pen, the far-right candidate. She's having her own troubles too, isn't she?
She certainly is. She claims she had an assistant at the European Parliament. You know, she sits on the European Parliament, who it seems was actually someone who was working for her party in France, National Front. So, of course, this is not allowed. You know, you basically pay someone with European Union funds to support one of your staff members in France. It's just not possible. And she actually refused to appear for this investigation. She said this will have to wait until the end of the presidential campaign. And no one has ever done that.
And remind us when that first round of elections is?
So the first round is on April 23rd. So it's coming very quickly.
As they say, 2 weeks is a lifetime in politics. So lots could happen between now and April. The world's Adeline Sear in Paris. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Carol.